Mark Hudspeth was the head coach at the University of Louisiana, the Raging Cajuns, and George Munoz cut his teeth there quite a bit before he headed to LSU. Now Coach Hudspeth at Austin Peay of the Ohio Valley Conference. Mark, your thoughts about George Munoz and the opportunity now to be at Baylor with Dave Aranda?
Well, they've hired to me a rock star. You know, I'm a big fan of George, and he's got a great family, him and Aaron, and two great kids. He will be a great asset to their program and the direction that they're going. And obviously, just I know he's tremendously excited about this opportunity. The thing you're going to get with George, outstanding football coach. I think, you know, everybody pretty much knows he was the quarterback quarterback coach this past year at LSU, and did, you know, amazing job there. And he's a great offensive mind. He's a great wide receiver coach because he was my receiver coach at Louisiana for 6 years there. And so I'm just excited about his opportunity.
Where did you see the genesis of him becoming what he was when he was coaching for you?
Well, you know, I held him over from the previous staff, and so that was the first time I was ever introduced to George, and I was so impressed when we met for the first time, when he interviewed with me, when I met with the previous staff when I first got the job, made a great first impression, and then from that point on became one of the key members of our staff. And to me, he's one of the top wide receiver coaches in the country. Very diligent now, very diligent. He will have those guys making big plays and believing in themselves and being a big asset. Outstanding recruiter also.
You know, it's amazing how all this that we had so many people reach out to us when Dave Aranda's name, you know, opened up for Baylor, how many people reached out to us about what he had done and, of course, on a national championship team. It has been staggering, Coach, how many people reached out to us to let us know about George Munoz. From the time at Bethany College as a player to the time at Anderson University as a coach to what he did at University of Louisiana. I mean, he's been, obviously, as you mentioned, the quarterback's coach for a national championship to Heisman Trophy winner. Is this just finally time for him? He's just been patient. This is his time to be of on-field full-time assistant?
Well, now, you know, he's been an on-field full-time assistant for a long time and obviously had that opportunity to go as an analyst to LSU. But the guy just wins everywhere he's been. You know, he helped us win four out of five bowl games at Louisiana, some outstanding offensive teams there. Then he goes to LSU, obviously, and they're winning. He has been a big part of every one of those programs. And you can see what everybody has to say about him. And not just about his coaching, you know, to me, about the character of him and the relationship he's going to have with his players. I just think it's a great hire. And to be honest with you, this is not going to be the last opportunity for George. You know, he's going to be an offensive coordinator. Surprised he's not already been given that opportunity because he's been one before. He is ready, and it won't be long before you see him as an offensive coordinator, hopefully one day soon at Baylor.
His system is more spread. What can we expect to see from him system-wise?
Well, you know, I guess that's going to have a lot to do with what, you know, Coach Aranda obviously wanting to do and what they're going to do offensively as a team. I have not haven't talked to George about that. So, but, you know, his background is a spread offense. He's very, very, very good in the passing game as well as the run game. I got to give him credit there. Most receiver guys are not maybe as good with the run game, but that is one strong point that George has. He's going to be able to coach all 11 of those guys if ever needed.
Yeah, you know what we've heard? He's just got the it factor, and you've been around that. Mark, you've been coaching a long time. I mean, you're Austin Peay now and obviously have had success along your career. What does the it factor mean in the case of George Munoz?
You know, the it factor to me is it's when you – anytime you put your mind to something, you give it your very best. And there's not going to be a job that he does where he does not give his very best, whether it's recruiting, whether it's coaching on the grass every day at practice, whether it's working as a great staff member in the staff room, with the other coaches, putting your ego aside in order to come up with the best game plan that week to beat that particular opponent.
Mark Hudspeth, the head coach at Austin Peay, was the head coach from 2011 to 2007 at Louisiana. George Munoz was on his staff. You mentioned what he did at LSU. Joe Burrow mentioned what he did at LSU. Hell, everybody has mentioned what he's done at LSU. And I mentioned earlier, I asked about his time finally to be a position coach, and obviously he had been that before. But this is something where he goes from an analyst position to being a passing game coordinator. Is this just the tip of the iceberg for him?
Yeah, it is. And, you know, don't read too much into that. To me, everybody reads too much into that analyst title.
Yeah.
You know, he was a quarterback coach. Let's be for real. There at LSU, and the analyst title is just something they give. You know, you give other, you know, people to have more people on your staff, and so don't let that mislead you. He's an outstanding coach with a lot of experience, and the main thing, George has won everywhere he's been, and that's something to be said about that. With success he's had and the relationships he's going to make with his players in his room. And that has a lot to do with it, too. When your room believes in you, they're going to play hard for you. He'll get those guys playing hard. They'll be some of the smarter players on the field, too, because that's one thing I thought he did a great job with, was not just teaching the what to do, but why you do it, the why and the how, more than just, hey, make sure you run this route. Well, why are we running this route? How are we going to adjust? So he's very, very good at teaching kids that part of it, which also enhances their football IQ.
Did you watch, Mark, you had your own program to worry about, but have you watched much of what Matt Rhule's done at Baylor at all and the success they've had and what Dave Aranda will try to continue on, sustain, and even maybe elevate?
Well, obviously, you can't help but see the success as far as the wins and losses. Have not had a chance to study, you know, what they've done offensively and defensively. But obviously, Matt came in and did a great job there and has really turned that program around quickly. And that program, you know, is obviously a storied program with so much tradition. And I know it's got the fan base back on the Kool-Aid. And now with Coach Aranda coming in, I know they'll keep that momentum going and even build on it further.
One more thing, if you don't mind. Mark Hudspeth, former Louisiana football coach, now at Austin Peay. They were 11-4 this year, made a hell of a run with Austin Peay. You mentioned you retained him from the previous staff. What does that say? Because that's what Dave Aranda's done with Sean Bell or David Wetzel or Joey McGuire, who's a phenomenally popular coach as well. What does that mean when you retain somebody, what they might, the value might, that they, what do you see when you do that?
Well, I think one is they probably recognized within the guys that he retained that they had a great relationship with their players there, and the team had a lot of confidence in those guys. You also like retaining a couple of assistant coaches because, you know, you got to be able to tell where to park, and how do you get to the admissions office, too, so it helps. It helps having somebody on staff that can tell you the players' names. You know, with George, you know, he was, you could tell, had a great relationship with the players, a great feel for the team. And when you retain somebody, you've got a confidence level that they can continue coaching at a high level. And obviously some of those guys were a key part of the success that they were having there, and he probably wanted to keep some of that continuity.
Mm-hmm. You called him a rock star. A rock star. That's pretty powerful.
Yeah, that's what I feel. That's how I feel about him. And like I said, you know, I've known George now for going on about 10 years, and respect him an awful lot as a coach and just as much as a friend and a person. Great family. And they'll be a great asset to that community.
Thank you, Coach. You gave me more time than I asked for. We appreciate you, and good luck. Continue with your career as well.
Thanks a lot, guys. Take care. Have a great night.
Mark Hudspeth, the head coach at Austin Peay.